Well, good morning.
We
want to welcome all of you. We are so glad that you're with us today. And if you are visiting for the first time, there's a couple faces out there today that I'm not familiar with. But if you are visiting with us for the first time, we welcome you today. And we hope that you feel God's presence in this place today and are greeted warmly by people in this congregation. So thank you for taking the time to come out from your busy schedules to join us in worship. A little bit later on, I'm going to be talking about why it is so important that we gather and worship together and what happens when we do. And I think it'll help us to understand a little bit better why coming for worship makes a difference in our lives. And we just are so excited, and we're excited about what's coming up here in the next few months as we're finishing out the year with some of our missions projects that are going on and things that we do. And also, I want to welcome those that will be listening online later on. So as we begin, let's all stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Well, let's join together for our call to worship there found in your bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
A day for rejoicing and gladness.
This is the time that God has given us.
A time for singing, praying, and listening.
This is the life to which God has called us. Well, let's join together there by either turning in our hymn books to hymn number 350, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there, A Glorious Church. And we're going to be singing the first, third, and fourth verse this morning.
Do you hear them coming, brother? Thronging up the steeps of light, clad in glorious shining garments, blood-washed garments pure and white. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Never fear the clouds of sorrow, never fear the storms of sin. We shall triumph on the morrow, even now our joys begin. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Wave the banner, proud His praises, for our victory is nigh. We shall join our conquering Savior, we shall reign with Him on high. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood. Sing the refrain again. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church
let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Creating God, you alone are worthy of our praise. You alone give us hope. We lift our eyes to you in gratitude and join our voices together to declare the wonders of your mystery and majesty. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to go ahead and sing our next hymn, hymn number 335. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. We're going to be singing the first, second, third, and sixth verse there this morning of Our God, Our Help in Ages Past.
Our God.
Children to come on down if they would. Yes, we have a lot of them today. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Tired?
Good.
Did you stay up late? Come on. 12. This is wonderful. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Hey, I have a question for you. Do you have a place that you'd like to go to? Either a place to hide, a place to play, a place that you just like to go to, maybe sometimes to be by yourself, or I don't know, just a favorite place that you, or maybe it's a favorite place you like to go on vacation. Or a favorite place to hide, or whatever it may be, someplace. Does anybody have an idea?
Subway.
You like to go to Subway?
Yeah.
That's your favorite? That's a girl after my own heart. She likes to go to an eating place. I think I might join you on that. Yes. You like to go to Mexico?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Ah, that's cool. Somewhere else, somebody else. Where? Where? Your house?
Couch.
Oh, yes. Obviously, her couch. Yes. That is, yes. I can say my recliner is one of my favorite places to go to. Yeah? Somebody else? You have a favorite place? Where? What did he say? Oh, he likes to go to Mexican places. Another one after my heart, yes. Your bed, yes. I can understand that. I'm sure Chase, if he would have been here this morning, he would have said the same thing that he likes, yes. Yes, a playground or something. There was a spot, I didn't go there a lot, but sometimes when I wanted to be by myself, there was a spot above the ground, above the garage, where my dad laid out these boards up in the rafters of the roof of the garage. And he stored stuff up there. Well, after he cleaned it out one time, I was younger, and I started to fix that up, kind of like my fort, you know, the hideaway. And I used to climb up to get up in there to, like, get away from everybody so nobody would bug me. Plus, it made a great hiding place when my cousins came over and we played hide and seek or something like that. Yeah, yes. And so, the reason I ask you about a place is because when you read in the Bible, there's a place that Israel, the people of Israel, loved to go. And they were required to go there 4 times a year. They had to make a pilgrimage. So everybody that lived outside of Jerusalem had to, no matter where they lived at in Israel, somewhere in that year, they had to make the trip to Jerusalem 4 times a year. And that special place was the temple in Jerusalem. And they would go there to worship God. And they would hear the singers sing. They would hear the choir sing. They would hear the musicians play. The priests would go through their rituals that they would do. And the people would worship God. And that was required that they did that 4 times a year. Now, the reason they only had to go 4 times a year is because they lived far away from Jerusalem. They may have lived on the other side of the country. But they worshiped locally like we do in our church. We have our church building where we come together. And the reason that they love that so much is because they encountered God in that place. Now, Jesus told us in Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, that whenever 2 or 3 of his followers come together in his name, like this morning, Jesus is with us. He said, "I am with you." So did you, now Jesus is not here physically, but because of the Spirit of God that works in this place, God is with us right now in this place. And you may not always realize that. But God is here. That's why we sing. That's why we pray. That's why we hear God's word. That's why we share the communion sometimes. And in a little bit, you're going to go downstairs and you're going to have your own little time together as kids. And guess what? Jesus is going to be there with you. God's going to be there with you. You can't see him, but he's going to be there with you as you work and do the things that you're going to do down there together. And that's because that's the promise of God, that he's with us when we gather together and worship. Okay? All right. You guys can go on downstairs. Thankfully, the youth, I think, couple of the youth that are here today are going to be working with them, and I hear they're going to be doing some projects today down there. So we appreciate them helping out with that today. All right. Well, we're going to go to our time of prayer, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share real quick this morning before we go to prayer. Someone this morning. Yes. Wow.
And also the friend of Carol and I that had the massive prayer, she is home and she's making it. She has some feeling in her left hand, but can't hold on to anything here. So
can you give me those two names of those two people you just mentioned?
Bill Spencer and Phyllis Mangus.
Okay.
They're in
That's okay. I only need first names, so at least for prayer requests. So usually, though, when there's a death, I want last names because it includes the entire family. But yeah, so we want to continue to pray for healing and strength for Bill and pray that that medicine will work. And then for Phyllis, for healing and recovery after her stroke there. And yes, yeah, so someone else. Thank God for that. Yes, if you didn't hear, she's sharing that Jill we prayed for last week that was on the ventilator has come off of that and doing much better. So we thank God for that. We want to continue to pray for her. Yeah.
And the other one was Dennis Talby, who was on our monthly list for quite a while, and he's my neighbor's father. He had terminal cancer, and he did an experimental treatment over the office, I guess, and it's prolonging his life for many years.
Oh, well, thank God for that. If you didn't hear what she said, someone that's been was on our monthly list there for a long time that we were praying for had cancer, was not doing very well, and the OSU, was it OSU that did it? Columbus over there did an experimental treatment, and she said it's been working, and they're hoping that it'll extend his life for a long time. So we're thankful for that too. Yes. Someone else, I thought. Yep. What is the little one's first name? Do you know?
Adam.
Okay.
He's only 11.
Okay. So we want to pray for Adam, who's 11 years old, with his cancer in his nose and sinuses. Really needs a miracle of God and God to open up that door to get into that place in Spokane, Washington. And we definitely want to keep that. I saw a couple other hands. Yeah. Unspoken. Okay, we know the Lord knows that. Somebody else? Yes.
My friend Lester Martin, who's diabetic and having a hard time, he has seven grandchildren who supports the vision of him, so he needs a prayer.
Yeah, and so we want to keep Lester in our prayers. We prayed for him last Sunday. And someone else? Anybody else?
Yeah. Unspoken.
Okay. I know the Lord knows that. Anybody else this morning?
Well, Ellen gets her leg this week, so we need to pray for her.
Yes, yes.
And then, I thought Ben was going to be here, but she had to go to Kentucky, but we need to keep praying that she gets her hearing back.
Gets her what back?
Hearing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not ironic. Bev and Ellie, yes. And I knew that was coming up, so thank you for sharing that this morning. Pray that her brain and everything, you know, because it's that new thing. She was talking about how high-tech that new leg is and how it's all going to work. So pray that that all works well and she won't get frustrated trying to do that. And also for Bev. Continue to pray for Jim and Kay Maitland, God's strength and healing. Appreciate your prayers for my brother. He had had that ablation done here a week or so ago. And they found out that his heart just kept going off beat again. And I guess when they went in, they found out that he's got a lot of scar tissue. And they're not sure. We need to pray for wisdom that God will know, or that God will give them wisdom about how to treat this. And there's just a lot of things that are going on. He's over at OSU right now, and appreciate your prayers. He really needs it. And then Jill, Jody's sister, had a really bad time after this treatment she went through. And she is at Springmead right now to get rehab, to get her strength back. And so we really need to keep Jill in our prayers. I appreciate that also. Anybody else before we go to prayer then?
Oh, the farmers.
Yes, we want to continue remembering the farmers. They're getting a lot done, but this dry, dry stuff is always kind of dangerous. And
start getting tired and things.
Yes.
Start
yeah. Stressful. Yes, so we definitely want to lift them up and continue to pray for strength.
Pray for the wonderful weather.
Yes, yes, yes. So I did hear we may get some rain coming up this week, I think. Yeah, so. Yes, it will be a good thing. Anybody else then? All right.
I should say some good news. We are delivering tomorrow our first delivery to three of our charities that we're supporting. We've narrowed it down now about three, four. So we just have four that we're going to address. And they ordered 45 blankets, which we have covered. And we are taking those out Monday, our first drop. And we have two, possibly three other churches that have joined us in making them. So we're going to be great with the blankets. So thank you all for your help with that.
Yes, and that's a wonderful thing, that blanket ministry that they've started. And I love that we're other churches are kind of joining in with people that want to help to do that, and a blessing that is. So as she plays some music there for a few moments, they're just quietly in your seats. You can pray there and lift up maybe some of these names that you remember, or maybe something that you brought in today that you want to talk to God about. And then I'll come when she finishes and close us out in prayer. Just so grateful today. I'm so grateful today, Lord, that we can always turn to you when needs arise, when people that we love and care about are hurting, facing pain, facing illness, sickness, that we can come to you and lift them up and stand in the gap for them. And Lord, today we think about those that have been mentioned today. And Lord, there's so many different ones that are in need of your touch today. So many of them that need healing grace and wisdom and guidance. And Lord, we just pray today for each of them. We lift up Bill to you. We lift up Phyllis to you. We lift up Jill. We lift up Dennis. We lift up Adam. We lift up Lester today. Ellie, Lord, for Bev, for Mike, for Jill. God, we just lift up Jim and Kay. We lift up each one of these today. Lord, some of them need a miracle. Some of them need a healing touch and grace. Some of them need the medicine that they're taking to work, God, and do its job. Lord, some just need faith and strength right now when they're facing difficulties. And Lord, we just ask that you would minister and touch as only you can do today. And we're thankful for that as we do that. And Lord, we lift up the two unspoken needs today. Lord, that you would minister them. Lord, we continue to lift up our farmers, Lord, asking for your protection and your hand and strength to be with them during this time. And that you will watch over them. And Lord, and we're thankful for that today. Lord, we continue to ask your touch upon our community of faith. Thank you for continuing to use us to be a blessing in our community and to continue to reach out and missions work and projects and service that you've called us to do. And so we thank you for all of those today. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of this time. As we break the bread of your word, may you speak to us. May you become real to us in a new way today by the words that are spoken and what we hear, and that your presence will be real to us in this place. And we thank you for all of these things. And Lord, I also lift up maybe some that spoke prayer needs as they were praying a little bit ago that they didn't share, something that's been weighing on their heart. God, I just ask that you would work there and minister as only you can do in those situations, and that you would make a way where there seems to be no way. And we thank you for all of that as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in prayer today. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we just want to say thank you to our regular folks that just always go beyond and above and give and share and are a blessing, not only to continue the work of the ministry here at this church, but also to go beyond and to reach out and to be a blessing. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Generous God, receive our humble gifts offered in hope and gratitude. Make something of them so the world may know your love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I don't know if you sensed something. Maybe you didn't. But shortly after our prayer time, and then we started the offering, and when Carla began to play that little piece there, it was almost like, and I can sense it right now, it's like a holy hush just kind of come over this place. I don't know if you can sense it right now, but I can. It's just there's a sense of peace. And I thank God for that, because I really prayed, Lord, show yourself today because of what I'm going to talk about. So I'm going to read from Psalm 84. That's our scripture reading today. You can follow along on the PowerPoint with me there if you would like to. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praises. Selah, which means to pause and think about that for a moment. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit will help us to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, you know, I usually share something kind of funny, and I know it's a little early, but I'm going to go ahead and share this one anyways. Once upon a time, there was a season when neither Ohio State nor Michigan made a postseason bowl game. Now, that's a long ways back. Well, maybe not for Michigan, but anyway. It seemed so unnatural, the teams figured there should be some sort of competition anyways. So they got together and decided a week-long ice fishing competition is what they would do. On the first day, Ohio State caught 100 fish. Michigan caught none. On the second day, Ohio State caught 200 fish, and still Michigan had zero. Well, the Michigan coach started to suspect that Ohio State was cheating. So they dressed one of their players in scarlet and gray and sent him over to the Ohio State camp to spy out and see what was going on. At the end of the day, the Michigan player that was spying out came back and reported, "They are cheating, coach. They sure are. They're cutting holes in the ice." Now, if you're a Michigan fan, I apologize. I didn't want to offend anybody. Worshiping together this morning. Worshiping together. So I asked that question with the kids, and I'm going to ask you too. Do you have a special place that you loved when you were growing up? Maybe it was out in the barn. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it was in the tractor in the field. Maybe it was going to your grandparents. I have fond memories of all of those things. Or maybe there's a special place you enjoy going today to get away. I know some of you go down to Tennessee a lot. I like to go to the beach. That is always one of the most relaxing things that I get to do when we go away. And the reason I ask that question is because Psalm 84 is a celebration of a special place. God's house, the temple for Israel, or God's presence that is with God's people when they gather together for worship. The psalmist speaks of traveling to the temple in Jerusalem and of the awesome experience of worshiping together in that holy, sacred place. And this psalm was a reminder to Israel, and I believe to us today, regarding the significance of why we come together to worship. And so two things I want to focus on of why that is so significant for us. Neither one of these, I don't think, will be something that we wouldn't already understand. But I just want to emphasize them once again by looking at the words of the psalmist and what was said there this morning. First of all, we encounter God's presence when we worship together. That's the thing I was really trying to emphasize with the kids this morning, to get them to know that even though we don't see God literally, physically in a form, we can sense God's spirit with us, God's presence with us in places. And that's why we worship together, because God dwells with us. I mean, that's an obvious point there. The psalmist delights in worshiping together in God's house, because God's there. Look at what the psalmist says. How lovely is your dwelling place. Or as Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am with you in the midst. The psalmist knew worshiping in God's presence is better than anything else in life. That's a challenging statement, isn't it? I was really thinking about that this week. Do I feel that way? Now, I can tell you this. When I miss being a part of God's family, I can tell something's missing. You know, there's some of you have told me that before. You've told me that when you miss, you feel like you missed out on that shot in the arm kind of a thing that gave you strength and faith to keep you going through what you were facing in the week. Notice what the psalmist says. Better is a single day in your courts than 1,000 days anywhere else. I wonder, do we feel that way? And the reason that that is so is because the gathered community is the place where people feel close to God. Now, I understand that we can go somewhere, maybe on our property, maybe in your vehicle. Maybe you can go to the mountains. Maybe you, when you go out hunting in the fall and get out there all by yourself and just see the scenery, that you can sense and experience God. But there's also something about when we gather together, that is the place that God chooses to meet with us. And obviously the psalmist had felt an intense personal connection with God in the courts of the temple. Notice what the psalmist says. My very being longs, yearns for the courts of the Lord. My heart and body will rejoice. No doubt we too feel close to God when we gather together for worship. And I like what the psalmist says there, that even the birds and the swallows make their nest and they hang out in the place where God meets with them. And if they experience that, how much more should we? Like the birds, we feel at home in God's house, singing and praying and hearing God's word, giving and serving and sharing in communion and ministry and fellowship with one another. We encounter God's presence when we worship together. Second thing there is we gain strength as we worship together. You know, life can be like a roller coaster ride. We all know that. We can go through valleys of weeping there when it talked about the psalmist in our reading there. I think it was from the English Standard Version I read from today. And it talked about the Valley of Baca. What's the Valley of Baca? The Valley of Tears. The Valley of Weeping. You know, sometimes we go through the Valley of Weeping. But then we also face those times on the mountain where there's joy and happiness because of where we are. And there are times when life is smooth and when life is rough. But the saving grace, listen to this, the saving grace in all of that, or for many of us, has been our spiritual experience with God in worship. When we come together, it's like we get that shot in the arm that helps us, that B12 vitamin shot, you know, that gives us that energy we need to keep going to face our day. And the psalmist declares that those who set their hearts on being in God's presence are truly blessed. And he lays out several things here, he or she, you don't know who the psalmist was here, but the psalmist announces that those who desire to make their home in pilgrimage to Zion. What's Zion? Zion was the mountain where God's people gathered and worshiped at the temple. In other words, Zion conveys this idea. The people who set their heart on worshiping together and come to experience God's presence will go from strength to strength. I don't know if you caught that when I read that earlier. They will go from strength to strength. And not only that, but they will be refreshed by an oasis of blessings in the dry valleys of life. I don't know, when I read that this week and was studying it, that just really jumped out to me. That there is strength to strength. It's almost like Paul when he says, from faith to faith. Or in another place he says, from glory to glory. We walk through life. We're not alone. God is with us, giving us strength in those dry valleys of life when we go through difficult times. In other words, God will give us the strength and the wherewithal to carry on. I don't know if any of you like classic rock. I don't know if you remember that song by Kansas that says, "Carry on, my wayward son. There will be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest and cry no more." I don't know, Kerry Livgren, one of the band members of Kansas, is a very strong Christian. And he had a couple albums that he wrote. I have one of them called AD, where it was all faith and worship kind of songs and stuff like that. And those words are so true. We carry on because of the strength and we keep going. And here's my point. In spite of the hardships of life, pilgrims discover God's blessings along their journey until they reach their destination. I think several decades back, and I'm using it based on not several decades, but to this day, the 849-year-old Leaning Tower of Pisa, they were concerned several decades ago that it was going to fall over. So scientists removed several meters of soil from under the raised side, which is over here on the PowerPoint there. And when they did that, the tower moved 1 inch this way. 1 inch this way. And this, listen to this, this is what blew my mind. This action of moving it 1 inch makes the tower stable for another 300 years. Isn't it amazing how significant just moving 1 inch made a difference in that famous wonder of the world? And I wonder what would happen, so to speak, if we moved 1 inch closer to God. One inch more in God's presence. I wonder how we might experience God afresh and anew in our lives and find renewed strength for the journey. Worshiping together is a special place because of God's presence. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go ahead. If you would like to just say hi to a few people there, we'll take a moment to greet one another, and then we'll go ahead and close out with our little chorus there, "Our God Reigns." Number is 209, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be doing the first and fifth verse of one of my favorite choruses. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news. Good news announcing. Join together for our benediction there in the bulletin. Go in humble confidence, trusting in God's love for you.
We are blessed by God's presence in this place.
May grace, mercy, and peace from God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us, be with us this day and every day, now and always. Amen.